Listen easy, you can hear God calling.
I really would like to hear the rest of that song, Richard. Can we just play it? I love that song. It's an obscure Elvis Presley song written by a then relatively unknown Neil Diamond. Welcome back to the Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me at bruce@brucesalin.com. And you can find me on Twitter at Bruce Salin. And you can like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. This segment of the Bruce Salin Show is sponsored by North Pier Fiduciary Management, a registered investment advisor and the group I trust and use to handle my money. You can reach them at npeer.com. It is time for the Men's Room with Wayne Levine. Wayne is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMen.org in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMen.org's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Welcome back to the show, Wayne.
Pleasure, Bruce.
So how are you, and did you spend your allowance this week?
I spent my allowance.
I mean, I know your wife must control the money.
I tell you what, she controls my heart. How's that for a
I never knew you to be
response?
Such a sweetie.
Hey, you know, allowance, it's interesting. We have our men's our annual retreat coming up in a couple of weeks up in Santa Barbara, where you're broadcasting from.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the guys...
Oh, you do a retreat?
I do a retreat.
Oh, we'll have to hear about that later.
Yeah. So a lot of the men who are coming are having some money issues. And it's so interesting how we have to try to help them set the money aside to pay for this retreat.
Oh, God, that is so interesting. And I know, having been a part of it, that the need for them to do that ensures a level of commitment that giving it to them would not bring.
Yeah, they have to be invested.
Exactly. That's the word. They have to be invested in.
Yeah, like our kids need to be invested in the things that they get, and if not, they don't really honor them. And you know, you give them a car, they don't take care of the car as if it were their own, and they had a slave, you know, to make the money, to make the payments, right?
Well, exactly. And you and I both live in moderately affluent areas where we see any number of parents that just enable their kids when it comes to financial and material things in ways that I think destroy them for young adulthood.
Yeah. You know, we talk about these things in black and white terms. You know, your column, co-written by a guy you know, and he talked about what he does and how he followed the rules of a guy who wrote a book. You know, I've seen those parents who give too freely in our own in our minds. They give things away, and I see those kids very good around money. Some of them,
you know, those kids that are getting it for nothing.
You know, listen, if you're around a father who's all about money, and you have learned about money in his shadow, you may very well grow up to be a great businessman because you saw your dad doing it, even if you were irresponsible as a kid. I guess you never know. We put a lot of effort, a lot of thought, lots of books, lots of seminars about how to teach kids about money, how to be responsible. I guess what I'm feeling today is that you could put a lot of effort into it and not get the result you want, and you could put less effort into it and get the result you want. And I think there's a lot more at play than simply allowance and simply the rules about money, because there are so many other ways in which kids learn about responsibility and money just by watching mom and dad and how they're living their lives.
Well, I agree with that. I also think that in every aspect of parenting, there's a degree of luck. You can do everything right, and your kid can just turn out to be a criminal. And you could do everything wrong, and your kid could turn out to be, you know, a prince. So there's a certain degree of luck, but it behooves us as parents to at least try to stack the deck. And I like to believe that if you don't give your kids money on a silver platter and make them earn it and understand the value of it, they will learn better than if they are just given it. And I also believe the analogy you just gave of a dad that's particularly good at business, the kid is not going to absorb it if the dad doesn't take the time to actually explain it. It's the same thing as if you as a dad or mom are a particularly talented piano player. The child might have that skill because of genetics, but if he or she doesn't take piano lessons, she's not going to learn how to play the piano. And I believe the same thing about money. You need to talk it. You need to explain it. You need to give them examples. Let them learn. Give them a savings account as soon as they can. Make them earn their allowance. Have them docked and not paid if they don't do it.
Okay, so, all right, I agree that there are many opportunities to teach lessons. In my experience with our kids, and I'm not saying it was right or wrong, we didn't do the allowance thing. The kids got what they needed. We didn't do the allowance and chore thing. Now, and
meaning they didn't have chores in the house?
No.
Really?
When things need to be done, I would ask them. But listen, there are a lot of people who would scream at me for having been a lazy father and not doing that. But
well, I know you're not a lazy father. That's just a philosophy you had. I'm really actually surprised.
Yeah. Well, I think we tried it at one point, and then we got lazy. And this is a long time ago. But there were so many other opportunities to talk about the value of things, to see what mom and dad were buying, when we said no, when we said yes. And, you know, through all of that, it looks like the kids learned what they needed to learn in large
Well, okay, part. They're now grown. One is out of college and one is in college.
Well,
they're both in college.
Well, she's back again.
That's right, because she's going to graduate school. So
right.
Now that they're a young man and a young woman, they're no longer boys and girls or teens.
Yes.
Where are they financially? I mean, what are their values? Do you really believe they understand the value of a buck and working and saving?
My daughter completely understands that value now, and my son is learning it.
Where is he falling short, and do you feel he's on the right path? Obviously you do, or you wouldn't have said that.
Well, look, I think he's on the right path, and he will learn it because he's going to have to live with less than he wants.
Well, which is a perfect lesson.
And that is the lesson, and we have those discussions now. He's 20. We have those discussions. He talked about some of the things he's doing. I said, well, listen, you know, it's money out of your pocket. You've got to make enough to satisfy your lifestyle. And even if your lifestyle is rather, you know, towards sort of close to the edge, that's your lifestyle now. And so if you need to make more money, you need to get creative. So he can hear me now in a way that he couldn't hear me when he was younger. And quite honestly, there are fathers who had those skills that I didn't have. I wish that I had had that ability to teach more of those financial lessons when I was when they were younger, but that just wasn't who I was.
Was that partly because you weren't taught them by your father, who was not there much of the time?
Well, I didn't have a dad.
Right.
I don't know.
I wonder.
Listen, losing a dad when you're a kid impacts everything. But
of course.
There are kids who don't have parents who gravitate towards money and are self-made millionaires, right? So you never know how you're going to respond to a traumatic experience.
I would argue, and we're nearly out of time, I would argue that those kids are going to do better than the kids that are pampered from wealthy families in the long run. That's just my gut instinct.
Well, I think that just speaks to a bigger picture, a bigger issue of just values in general.
Okay. Well, then we agree. We can leave it at that.
I doubt that.
Well, I was just going to say, since we so rarely agree, let's leave it there, allowing you just a little bit of time to tell about the retreat.
Yeah, it's 2 weeks away up in Santa Barbara. It's our annual initiation into manhood.
What dates is it?
September 23 through 25, Friday through Sunday. Men are flying in from all over U.S. and Canada. It's an extraordinary opportunity for men. It's not too late to jump in. In fact, there always seems to be a couple of guys at the 11th hour who find us on the web and say, you know what, I need to do something really radical. I need to get unstuck. I need to do something that's going to help me be a better father and husband. And they just sign up.
Plus
those
men
have a lot of courage.
Yeah, plus those men that get chicken at the last minute opening up a spot.
I can't tell you how many conversations I've had.
I'm always amazed how much time you spend on the phone, having been part of the production team of the weekend so many times when I would talk to you 3 or 4 days, and you're just nonstop on the phone, you know, coaching a man through going and showing up after he's committed.
Well, because once you make the commitment, your weekend has begun, and the issues that are bringing you there start to challenge you. And listen, I care about men. What we're doing is about caring about men, and that care has to start before they arrive, because some of those guys are having a hard time just getting there.
All right. Well, very, very good. Where can people reach you about the weekend or anything else, Wayne?
You know, I have a new website, so I'm going to talk about it. It's bettermencoaching.com.
Oh, well, this is new to me, too. BetterMenCoaching.com. You better send me an email so I update our radio page to reflect it.
We are slowly making that change, but the old stuff still gets you there.
Okay.
And you can find out all about what we're doing and get a copy of my book. And thank you, Bruce.
Thank you, Wayne. We'll talk with you next week. I want to thank North Pier for sponsoring this segment of the Bruce Allen Show with Dad's Point of View. It's time for a break. You can tweet me at Bruce Allen. And we will be back with Pastor Drew Sams for Teen Rap and some biblical reflections on 9/11. Stay tuned.